The expedition, led by Conservation International, says it discovered 52 new undersea species off Indonesia's Papua province. They include 24 new species of fish, 22 new corals, and 8 new species of shrimp. Sebastian Trang, the Conservation Group's Director of Marine Strategies, said the new fish species include 2 species of shark that walk on their fins.
It's not very often that new species of sharks are found, and finding 2 of them within these 2 surveys is certainly very exciting. These are smaller sharks, about 3-4 feet in length. They live on shallow reef flats, and they come out at night to look for prey, things like crabs, snails, and probably a small fish, but mainly things that live at the bottom. And so these sharks have large pectoral fins, which they can use almost to walk over the substrate.
The team said papers on 2 of the new fish species, called Flasher Ross because of the bright colors the male exhibits during mating, have been accepted for publication in Aqua, the Journal of Ichthyology and Aquatic Biology. The group is also in the process of running papers on the other species. This region, known as Asia's Coral Triangle, has been poorly studied and is not often visited by marine biologists. But Trang says that its richness of coral and other species could make it more important than Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
The number of species now recorded, 1,233 species of coral reef fish, is close to the just over 1,400 species found on the Great Barrier Reef. And in terms of corals, there are actually more species found in the Bird's Head seascape than in the whole of the Great Barrier Reef. And so with additional studies, it's quite possible that this place will firmly be confirmed as the most biodiverse place on the planet.
The U.S.-based Conservation International team says the remote and extensive area is under danger from fishermen who use dynamite and cyanide to net their catches. The group called on Indonesia's government to protect the region. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.